No longer is the question just, parents, do you know where your child is? Now it's also, parents, have you checked your child's Facebook page? ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz thinks parents should be doing just that and doing it often. She'll be offering a community education class on Facebook for parents on February 17th.
Not only am I a superintendent, I'm also a mom. And Facebook has really taken off, as many of us know. But more and more, I hear folks saying things like, well, you know, I don't have a Facebook page and, you know, it's not that big a deal. But what this class is about is how, as a parent, do you monitor your child's Facebook? Are you aware of things? If the child shows you the Facebook page and you don't have one, do you know how to look at their profile? Do you know how to look at their security settings? I have found pages, as I was going out to research for this class, went to my daughter's Facebook page, and then I just like opened up some of her friends' pages, and students that are not my friends would look and see what's out there, and I can find birth dates, I can find their ages, I can find their hobbies. Lots of times, the pictures that they have posted of themselves could be very intriguing for the wrong kind of people to look at. And a lot of this is just simply about safety.
Posting too much personal information is one problem, but there's another side to this social networking phenomenon.
But then, of course, the other piece of it is the whole cyber media and cyberbullying. How do you monitor what is happening on your child's page? What sort of terminology is being used? I think a lot of parents who do not have Facebook pages would be shocked and perhaps even appalled at some of the language that's thrown out there by students.
Young people are not always keen on having parents check on their privacy, but Schwartz says there are ways to monitor your child's Facebook pages.
It's about common sense restrictions on your child's page. Parents, I think it's a real reasonable request to say, you need to have me as a friend on your Facebook page. And if you don't have a Facebook page, then to sit down and say, okay, I need you to open up your Facebook page and we're going to go through your profile, through your security settings. And that's part of what this class is about, is helping parents know what questions to ask. Some students may not even realize the information that they have out there. Facebook changes their security settings on a frequent basis. And just because a child has set certain security settings, if things get changed, they may need to go out and again restrict what information is put out there.
Schwartz said often students will set up Facebook pages without their parents' knowledge. They can set up a page from the library or a friend's house, and it's very difficult to find or monitor. Besides inappropriate messaging, games, and pictures, there's another aspect young people often overlook.
You also run into the high school student or early college student who's posting things, and you want to say, now wait, you realize a potential employer, you've posted this publicly on Facebook. Do you really want a future employer to get wind of this situation or this particular picture that you've now put out there for the whole world to see? And kids don't always think about that piece. You get kids that, you know, go into the military and all of a sudden decide they want to work with CIA, FBI. The background checks those folks do is very intensive.
Facebook for Parents with Superintendent Beth Schwartz is Thursday, February 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the school's Tech Plaza. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.